This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Friday, that is 3rd of April. Well, a sharp rise in cases infected from COVID-19 virus now crosses 1 million across the world, and relentless selling by institutional investors across the board on Friday weighed on sentiment. Now, the Sensex plunged more than 600 points, while the Nifty 50 held on to the crucial support of 8,000 levels. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex plunged 674 points to close at 27,590, which is below the 28,000 mark, while the Nifty 50 was down 170 points to close at 8,083. In fact, Indian markets will remain shut on Monday on account of a public holiday. Now, financials led the fall on D Street as selling pressure in some of the top quality names continued. And given the fact that financials hold 30 to 40% weightage in the index, any material fall in top names would actually lead to a sharp sell-off in the index. Now, most bank stocks suffered strong losses in intraday trade on BSE on April 3rd after global brokerage, that is Moody's Investor Services, changed the outlook for the banking system to negative from stable, underscoring the negative impact due to disruptions caused by the outbreak of COVID-19. Now, sectorally, the selling pressure was seen in banks, followed by finance, consumer durable, auto, as well as consumer discretionary names. The broader market outperformed as the mid-cap index fell 1.1%, while the small-cap index was down by 1.03%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Gail India, ITC, Cipla, and Sun Pharma. While in terms of losers, Titan Company, IndusInd Bank, ICICI Bank, and Axis Bank were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors, where sectorally, the BSE Bankex was down 5.3%, followed by the Finance Index, which fell 4.3%, and the Auto Index was down 2.9%. The action was seen in the healthcare index, which was up 3.5%, followed by the oil and gas index, which rose 2.03%, and the FMCG index was up 0.84%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like ITC, Cipla, Apollo Hospitals, Lupin, and Torrent Pharma. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Torrent Pharma, IGL, HPCL, MRF, etc. And short buildup was seen in stocks like GSPL, Cummins India, RBL Bank, Shriram Transport, as well as PVR. Now, more than 200 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low. That includes names like Shree Cements, Eicher Motors, Maruti Suzuki, ICRA, PVR, as well as Supreme Industries. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in the focus based on some sort of news flow. Well, banking stocks led the fall, with Nifty Bank witnessing a fall of nearly 1,000 points, weighed down by losses in RBL Bank, Axis Bank, IndusInd Bank, ICICI, as well as Bandhan Bank. Now, shares of ITC jumped nearly 7% in trade on BSE after reports emerged that the company was looking to acquire spice maker Sunrise Food. Apart from that, RBL Bank plunged more than 15% after the management forecast rise in provisions from credit card business in the first quarter of FY21. Cipla gained over 8% on April 3rd after the pharma company announced the successful completion of a phase 3 clinical study for a generic version of GSK's Advair Discus. And Lupin also rose 14% after the company received an EIR from the US FDA. Now, let's also understand how Nifty is placed in terms of technical charts or technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. And speaking technically, well, Nifty needs to sustain above 7,800 levels in the current leg of downswing to retain a positive bias, which will subsequently give a lifeline to the bulls. Now, in case if Nifty closes below 7610, then weakness will confirm, which shall subsequently open up more downside below 7511 after the initial target of 7341. On a rebound from 7800, the downside target shall be downwards towards 8,600 levels. Well, for the time being, considering the near-term weakness, traders are advised to remain neutral and wait for stability in the indices. That's what more technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.